to be. In other words, indecisiveness just means I'm thinking about that and 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 that, and those contradictory energies have me going in two directions at once, and that's what that feeling is. So if I would just think of that and that and that and that, it would be wonderful and solutions would begin to come to me immediately. Or even if I were just to think about that and that and that and that, unwanted, 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 even the benefit of that is you get pretty far into that and all of a sudden a powerful rocket of desire will shoot out of you, you see. So indecisiveness is about trying to be too objective. Have you ever gone out to dinner with a group of people and you can't figure out where you want to go eat because there are so many opinions, and don't you want to just let them all out of the car and just go eat? Too much information, too many different pieces of it. And decisiveness is about focusing, about getting back to the basics of who you are. And so the first way to get more decisive is just to remind yourself how you want to feel. I want to feel good. Well, I've decided that. I've decided that I want to feel good, and I've decided that I want it to be fun, and I've decided that I want to be joyful, and I've decided that I really like the feeling of empowerment, and I've decided that I really like the feeling of clarity. So as you talk about the basics, you're not talking about, oh, let's go here, this is good. Your indecision often, as you are trying to make a decision, is about what I should do. We want your decision making to be about how you want to feel. In other words, getting in the vortex is an emotional, vibrational decision. So this indecisiveness that is sort of active in your vibration right now is about not doing the vibrational work before you're trying to take the action step. If you do the vibrational work first, then the action comes easily. So Jerry used to say, when Esther first met him, that if you don't have goals of your own, you'll get caught up in all kinds of other people's goals. If you aren't decisive about what you want, then in your indecision, you're easily swept up into the vibrations that are out there. And it's sort of like that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Where if you're clear about what you want, even if you are clear and general, you don't have to be clear and specific. You just have to be clear.
So even if it's just clear that feeling good is the main thing.
That's clear enough.
That's clear enough.
That's specific enough. I want to feel good. I know that I want to feel good. And as you just think about how I know that I want to feel good, then the next thought that comes is, well, how does feeling good feel? And then ideas about what feels good will come. And before you know it, you've got a real vibration going, and all of a sudden you're off and running in a direction. And the thing that is hard sometimes for you to see because you can't see it with your physical eyes, you can feel it with your non-physical sensors, is that everything that you've been asking for has already been amassed, and so in this vortex, it's done. It's already done. In other words, when we hear anyone talk about being indecisive, we want to lovingly laugh because we see all of your decisions and we see them all lined up with all of the other decisions and we see them perfectly massaged together and we see the sequence of events all lined out to give it to you. And it's not like there's just one avenue. There are hundreds of avenues that all would lead you to the same place that you want to go. And when somebody says, I'm indecisive, we want to say, you got to be kidding. Do you know how many decisions you've made that have created this vortex? Do you know how much source energy has tended to this? Do you know how law of attraction is a masked? In other words, indecisive just means I'm not in there where the decisions that I've already made are. That's really all it means.
So it's never about trying.
Say again?
It's never about trying. Just letting it go.
Well, trying implies that it's not done. And trying implies that it's like when you drive your car, do you ever get the impulse to lift up the hood and get down in there and be a piston? Or do you let the engine be the pistons and the pulleys and the belts? Do you let the engine do the work and you just get in and guide it where you want it to go?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that. Trying is a misunderstanding of the laws of the universe. The contrast which is all around you, which is effortless, causes you to emit these rockets of desires. There's no trying. That just happens. And Source assembles them and amasses them, law of attraction, responding, and they're all coming together. But when you keep trying, it's like continuing to ask the question or continuing to focus upon the problem. That's what trying is. Try